you know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any of them savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Now, Weasley, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
On this episode, I'm going to talk about a new addition to my Big Trouble in Little China collection. If you follow me on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China, you will see that I posted a picture of a Jack Burton Q fig, like a little model of Jack Burton. It's a great model, really cool. I've been trying to get it in the England, in the UK for a while now. It hasn't been available on Amazon here in the UK, and it suddenly was on Amazon. Only a few of them. It was about £32, which is quite a lot, but I wanted it. Anyways, make sure that I get anything to do with Big Trouble in Little China as soon as it is available, because the price only goes up. And it arrived the other day, and I'm really pleased with it. It's a small model that's had some comments online on when I posted the picture. Didn't realise it was so small, but it's about 5 inches high. Well, it is 5 inches high. And the base is about 4 inches. And if you don't know this figure, just search Q Fig Jack Burton. But it's Jack Burton in his jeans, boots, his vest, whatever you like to call people, and I call it a vest, holding a knife, but he's standing in front of the big skull, you know, and the great arcade battle at the end of Big Trouble in Little China, where the escalator comes out of that big skull. So he's kind of he's standing in front of that, holding his knife at a really sort of ready action pose. So this is figure 101, Big Trouble in Little China, Q Fig Elite. It's called an adult collectible. This is not intended for children, and there is a website if you want to go to look this up. It's qmxonline.com, qmxonline.com, and they're called Quantum Mechanics with an X, Mechanics. They are also on under that name on Instagram, and they follow me. That's kind of cool. So if you don't know what these are, there's like little models, a bit smaller than Funko Pops, but one of their big things is you can't see the model that when it's in the box. They have a picture of the model on the box, but you can't see it until you open it. And when you do open it, it has boxes are meant to be open. So that's kind of cool. I kind of like that idea. I would always open my stuff now. I'm not worrying about selling things on, especially if it's Big Trouble in Little China. I probably wouldn't open like some of the action figures. I managed to get a few of those loose, but Funko Pops can be opened and returned to their boxes if you want to have a look at them. But this one has to be opened, and it's quite a cool box. Got a little damage from Amazon mine, so I was a little bit annoyed, but I'm not going to stress too much about that. It's just a little dent on the top. But it has just a picture of the figure, and this is number 101, like I said. And then when you open the box, this is just a square box, it has the picture again, but with a different background. So the box is very blue, navy blue, but when you open it up, it has Big Trouble in Little China in that, the font that's always with Big Trouble in Little China, in that font with the coming out of smoke, you know, sort of drifting up from like a smoke, yes. And it's a really cool figure. Jack, he looks really young in this. That's going to sound strange, but I've been looking at this figure for a while now, and he, maybe he's not, he kind of looks like a younger Jack Burton, I would say. I know it's supposed to be not a toy, but it's a collectible, but it'd make me think that this was like, he wondered what Jack Burton was like as a kid as well. So I was thinking that was interesting. I was looking at this and he's like, he does look like a younger version that we see in the film. You know, he's very, obviously very clean shaven here, and got the hair, but it's more, you know, I think in the film he's probably about 30, and in here he kind of looks like, and he's in his 20s, got his sideburns, and just would wonder what Jack Burton was doing in his early 20s. Maybe he just started driving the truck straight away, Pork Chop Express, or had to save up to get his own truck. I always thought that he probably wanted to be in the military, or wanted to go to war, or to serve his country, and that's what he never got a chance to do. So that's when he finally gets a chance to do something in the movie Big Trouble in Little China near the end, especially as he's dying to get into the fight of the last battle in the great arcade, and he's just like waiting to get into a fight. But anyway, yes, it is a really cool model to have. It is quite expensive, £32. I don't know what it would be like in other countries. They're not selling them any cheaper on eBay here. They were more like £40. But it is definitely worth having if you're a Big Trouble in Little China fan in your collection, and maybe it's cheaper out there in America. The skull almost looks like it's supposed to glow in the dark, but I don't think it does. It has like his eyes and the teeth and around sort of the top of the skull are sort of have lines on them that almost look like they're gonna would light up in the skull in the dark. So yes, so there are only a few left on Amazon UK when I looked. So if you're in the UK, go and search now. Just put Jack Burton Q figure or fig even, and make sure you get it. So thanks for listening, and join me next time. If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at biggertroubleinlittlechina. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out. Patreon.com/Bigger Trouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.